I'd look out the window and see the glass instead of anything past it. I'd think of the small games and toys and developmental projects my mother always suggested, and within the boredom not only find them unappealing, but be unable to imagine how anyone anywhere could possibly have the mindless energy to undertake any sort of child's amusements or sit still in the silence long enough to read a picture book. The whole world was torpid, enervated, worry-locked. I think I was often bored as a child, but boredom was not what I knew it as. What I knew was that I worried a lot. I was a nervous, fretful, anxious, worried boy. These were my parents' words, and they became mine. I felt the sort of soaring, ceiling listendium that transcends tendium and becomes worry. I do not recall the things I worried about, but I remember the feeling. And it was an anxiety whose lack of proper objects was what made it horrible, free-floating. My parents' words and feelings became my own, as I took on the responsibilities of my role in the family drama, the nervous, delicate soul, object of my mother's concern-driven son, whose piano filled the house after school to keep the twilight outside the windows, where it belonged.